Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
On first blush, it looks friendly for corn and wheat. Is that how you're reading it?
Our guys are talking friendly for corn, mixed for beans and negative for wheat, but that's just our guys. They're talking corn anywhere from 5 to 10 higher. They're talking beans now. Early they were talking 3 to 5 higher. Now they're talking 5 lower to 5 higher. And wheat, they're still talking negative 3 to 5. And that's the calls we're getting from our guys.
Have we seen the lowest bean production number and or the highest corn production number of the season off of this report?
I think we have. I think the June 30th one, this one, will be the high numbers on the corn production. And I think we'll go from here and be a weather market, as your weather guy talked about, the 90s and 100s in lots of places.
Yeah, and I noted on the report yesterday afternoon in Illinois, silking at 27% versus 8% last week, 41% the average. There's a lot of corn that needs to silk out there in the next week or two.
Yes, there is.
So are we potentially already losing top-end yield?
I think we have already, just from the too wet early and now too dry in lots of places. And now we've got the silks to come and heat. So I think we have lost already.
So how does this report set up the trade for the next couple of weeks, do you think? Is there anything in here that will help us? Are we going to remain fairly in ranges, or what are we going to do here?
Well, I think it wasn't near as bad on corn as expected. The carryout was raised, but it wasn't raised as much as expected. And I think that maybe because of that, we've seen the low in corn. And we'll go to now weather. Is weather going to be really hot and dry, or is it going to be, good weather that will make the crop bigger? And right now, it's the hot and dry stuff that's worried us. It'll depend, I think, right now on the weather and then on what the outside markets do, whether they can pop their head up and either be positive or negative to help drag us or push us down.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities.